other half water look like alien science. In the summertime, yeah, you can see the face boiling, but the other side I keep lube with the pens. Or you mad loyal, when the winter time come, what? I get stuck cause my brain all numb, like I ate 1,000 ices and frozen Pepsis. Aquaman's pops can't water check me, disrespect me, indirectly. I seen his feet and they both lefty, he stepping half correctly. As I stroll the globe and terrorize the planet with a Bill Clinton mask and them play school hammers. Me and Doom, always be the best on the landing, superheroes for life until our souls vanish.
Hello and welcome to the I Want More Comics podcast, episode number 58. I'm Zach.
I'm Sean.
I'm Richie.
And we have some guests in studio today.
We do.
Would you like to introduce yourselves, ladies?
Let's do it.
I'm Erica.
I'm Tara.
And I'm Megan.
Excellent.
There you go.
Introduced.
These are our significant others. Absolutely. Yes.
Better halves.
So we had such a...
Does it matter who we belong to?
Not really.
No. Okay. So you can mix and match. Lay it at home. It's fine.
Listeners out there can make up your own stories.
Yes. We had such a good response from the first episode that we did that we promised that we'd bring the ladies back, and here we go.
Yes.
So,
is it bad that I never listened to that?
No.
Is it bad that everyone at my work listened to it? It went viral.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Oh, maybe company. They can take guess as who we belong to.
There you go. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Who belongs to? Who belongs to us?
Exactly.
That's kind of really what I meant.
We're going to jump right into the news. And just a couple things here today. First off, today they officially announced that Wonder Woman is the fifth highest grossing superhero movie domestically of all time. So what do we think about that? Are we happy about that?
Yeah, it didn't shock me at all. I mean, that's exactly what it should be. Did you hear about the James Cameron?
What do
you
think? Yes,
because I know you're a James Cameron fan.
I am.
So.
And
he's what about James Cameron?
Okay, well, so James Cameron came out and said that he thought Wonder Woman was okay, but it just showed another really beautiful looking woman kicking butt.
Oh, he said it wasn't good feminism.
And he said it wasn't good feminism because you need to show strong,
I know.
Yeah, he was saying that you need to show non-attractive women as heroines, and that's real feminism. Patty Jenkins came out and said...
I love that people, like, beat up on these superheroes like her, like Iron Fist, and I'm like, dude, this is what the source material is. This is what they're building it off of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot and everybody came out and said, no, Wonder Woman's always been that way. She can look pretty and kick butt. Yeah. Exactly. The Captain Phasma number one comic just came out today as of this recording, and they introduce some new characters. They're really pushing Captain Phasma for The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. Inside of there is the new BB-8 evil droid, which everyone's losing their minds about.
Do we ever figure out the name
BB-98?
Of it?
BB-98?
It's 98? Like 98 or 89.
Something like that.
The kids totally know. They've already told me about this.
Yeah.
They showed me the toys they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
This has been established.
I want the weird
penguin puppet thing.
Porg. Yes. Porg.
That's all I give a shit about. All
right. Well, Disney is going to listen to you. They have plushies. They have toys.
I prefer the plushies. They are silent.
You don't like
these. They're going to have a Teletubby version, aren't they? Or not Teletubby, but like a Furby.
It looks like a Furby.
And it does.
And it like wiggles. It's very irritating.
There we go.
I don't know what the hell I just walked into.
I don't know either.
You shouldn't be really realistic.
Yes. So that's kind of it for the kind of the topics. We always talk about our store stuff as well. We do a stream sale every Wednesday and Friday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. We also have a couple book clubs. We have a manga book club and a regular comic book club. This month, for September 21st, we're going to be meeting for the third volume of Dragon Ball. We're going to be meeting from 6:30 to 7:30, that second to last Thursday. Again, you can get that for 25% off if you are a walk-in, and you can get it for 30% off if you are a hold slot. For our comic book club, the 28th of this month is when we're going to be meeting for that. It's going to be for the last Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and we're going to be talking about Day Tripper. Day Tripper, the Vertigo comic. And again, same deal. You can get it for 25% off or 30% off if you're a walk-in or a hold slot. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, our website, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. With that, we're just going to talk about our picks of the week really quickly.
Ooh. It's really, really low. For our pick of the week.
Our pick of the week?
It is our fifth week.
So it is fifth week, so there wasn't a ton of stuff.
I picked nothing.
So Sean picked nothing. so that'll be really easy.
Done! I picked nothing.
Yeah.
Done.
Good pick, Sean. I liked it.
Highly recommended.
That's a little good.
Sometimes all you need is silence.
That's right. My pick from...
It works really well on a podcast.
So. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. My pick of the week from last week was Star Wars number 35. This is going to be written by Jason Aaron, art by Salvador LaRocca, and this is a one-shot comic where Han Solo and Chewbacca have to smuggle Garakus, the Hutt, who showed up in the earlier Star Wars comics. He's been captured by the rebels, and they have to try and sneak him through the Empire's space. And it's really funny. It's really it's pure Han Solo. So if you love Han Solo, you're gonna love this because he's kind of a butthead in here, which is great. Chewbacca's fantastic in this. This is kind of just like I said, a one-shot comic before the new run starts up with Karen Gillan. This is going to be, like I said, Salvador LaRocca did a lot of that Darth Vader comic with Karen Gillan as well, so he does really great Han Solos, Mon Mothma, and this Garakus the Hutt here. So if you're a Star Wars fan, you're not picking these up. You have to be picking up these Star Wars comics.
I would agree. You're completely missing out if you're not picking these comics up. I keep saying that if you know a Star Wars fan that doesn't know about the Marvel Universe comics, you got to pick them up. It's just, especially the artwork, yes, with how detailed they are. Mm-hmm. I like looking at old Star Wars that they don't have the complex facial features for the,
sure,
like Han Solo and stuff.
Yes.
One of the, like, I love when they draw Chewbacca because they just can't.
Yeah, it's just a dog creature thing.
Yeah. Yes. So looking at great Star Wars art and getting a good story along with it is just, it seems... like, yeah, some a no-brainer to me.
I agree. All right. What was your pick, Richie?
My pick, because it was a fifth week, a trade came out called for Batman for Rebirth.
Yep.
And it is pretty much every pick that you and I have done.
Yep, pretty much.
In
it's
a
the
month.
Culmination of picks.
Yes, yeah, pretty it is. Much. Well, especially because it's volume 3, so this is the I Am Bane story, and which I think
so
is where a lot of people actually picked up on Tom King.
Yes.
And how good his writing is actually has been.
Yes.
Of course, David Finch artwork doesn't hurt, and also Clay Mann is an artist in this. This has not only the Bane run, but it has what you and I think already is a Eisner winner.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it is an Eisner winner. Yes, the
origin
Ace,
of Ace the Bat-Hound. Yep. Is in this as well.
Yep.
So with all of that in this book, I think it's probably the best volume of Rebirth to purchase. If you're not getting all of them anyway.
Sure.
Volume 3, I think, is the best volume.
The artwork is killer. The story is killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's an Eisner Award-winning short story already in there.
There's also the Batman Swamp Thing meet.
Yes, great
one shot that's in there.
Yep.
That I had to show Sean, and he had to read it because I realized that I don't have an actual scale of what Batman is good or bad. So I it's always Batman's good or better. So I had
Batman's
to ask him.
Good or better.
So I had to ask Sean, like, just tell me if this is a good Batman book. Because if he thinks it's good, then my assumption of how great it is correct. And he actually did like the...
Yep.
No, I think I said, why did they print this?
No, that's not what you said at all. No, not even close.
That's a great... Yeah. And that was up for a one-shot Eisner nomination as well, if I remember correctly.
So it's just a ton of great stories, stellar artwork, and it's awesome Batman. I don't think you need more than that.
No,
so
I totally
get on
agree.
The Tom King train.
Choo-choo, son.
Yes.
I'm the conductor of that train.
Going to the car wash, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to pick out... we're going to be done with picks of the week.
Yes.
And we're going to go right into spinning the racks.
Spinning the racks. Da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. Spinning the racks. Yes.
Yes.
By doing a train analogy.
I know.
That's
hilarious.
Even better.
Yes.
It's ironical.
It is ironical. We're going to go into spinning the racks, and we're going to just talk to the ladies here tonight. We're going to talk to them about fandom, geekdom, kind of here, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a grab bag conversation about just passions, you know. A lot of people, I didn't want a specific thing that we've, you know, like we did Wonder Woman last time, and we brought up the case that we can just talk to you girls, and it doesn't have to be like, hey, there's a girl in comics, we should bring the girls in, you know?
Yes.
So you're trying not to be sexist?
I'm trying my best.
No.
My best.
But I miss sexist. So, it's my favorite.
So let's just...
Let's just talk. I just had some like bullet points here, and one of the first things I just wanted to know from everybody is a comic book movie. What is your favorite comic book movie? Why? You know, what do you, you know, when did you see it? What do you like about it? Whatever comic book movie that comes to your head.
Real quickly, if any one of you say the Spirit, you're fired.
You're not, I don't even know what that is. Store.
I'm going to say Miller, don't worry. Frank Miller's Spirit was one of.
Oh, so don't
this,
even.
So this conversation's already.
It's a good thing we got an editor.
So we don't have an editor.
Oh,
shit. No, this just.
You're actually not supposed to cuss either.
I'm going
to
try doing really it
live.
Hard not to.
We're doing it live. Like Bill O'Reilly.
Good info to know.
They told me I wasn't supposed to, so. And I've tried my.
It's
damnedest.
Pretty PG-13 at this point. Like, I haven't said.
We just try to keep it to a minimum. Don't cuss like you would at your house.
Exactly.
While you're playing video games.
Yeah, exactly right. So, all right, so...
Favorite movie.
Yeah, favorite...
Comic book movie, specifically.
Yes.
No, he asked comic book.
Well, then what's yours? Go.
Fuck. Excuse me.
So much for that.
That's okay. If you're going to watch one over and over again, or you're going to be stranded on an island, and you can only take one Blu-ray player and one Blu-ray for some reason, what are you going to take?
Tara gets to go first.
Yeah.
Although she looks super confused.
I'm
pressure.
I have lots of favorite movies, and then...
Comic-related movies.
If you're going to make me decide right now, I'm going to pick Big Trouble in Little China, because they later turned into a comic book. No.
That's
it was so amazing.
No, that's a movie.
Sorry, we're about semantics. You guys are in trouble.
let me think about this.
All right, that's fine. Because we've talked about it before.
We have.
Megan's.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, see, look, she had an answer. Boom. Which one? One or two?
It's still going to be one, even though I watched two like crazy, mainly for rewatching value. I don't know if I would say it's like the best, but I could watch it more than any of the other ones over and over again, for
sure. I like Guardians a lot.
Yeah.
I do like one better than
And they're both good, but one is still good. Although I did cry, like, just pretty ugly tears during the second one. Yeah.
I cried face tears.
And I thought it was just me until I looked around and I realized the whole theater was...
Which part?
when Yondu dies, I think everybody and their mom was like, just gross. I was like, it's stupid Yondu. Why am I upset about this? And I was
It's too late. You haven't seen it by
now. If you haven't seen it,
that's true. It's over.
It is super mainstream, too. Like, non-nerds are loving on it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I was going to say is that I have a story here.
Oh, God.
Is
it a me story?
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
The first Guardians of the Galaxy, it's one of those things where when the books were coming out, there's only like 10 of us buying it, and Sean and I were three of the people who were doing it. So when that was announced, a lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be a talking tree and a raccoon that's stupid. And we're like, no, it's not going to be stupid. And then the trailers come out.
For that.
The trailers came out, and I was like, this is going to be amazing. We should go see this. And Erica was like, no, it's a talking raccoon in a tree, and it's stupid.
And I don't think I said it's stupid. I think I said it looks stupid.
Okay, she said it looks stupid.
Which is basically the same thing.
You can't tell that we're all in relationships, can you? It's not stupid. It looks stupid.
So I had to drag her. I was like, please. We saw it opening night here at the store, and I was like, it was fantastic. And I said, you're going to love it. You're going to love this movie. And she was like, no, it's okay. We can see it on video. I was like, no, let's go to the theater. And I dragged her opening weekend. And she saw it. And she absolutely loved it. And she loves Rocket Raccoon and Groot. And now, like everybody, wants everything Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. I have been wrong myself on certain things where I'm like, I'm not going to like that.
Usually wrong.
And then I'm like, oh my God, I loved it. I loved every aspect of it.
I like that wrong. I hate when I'm looking forward to something and
then it's total disappointment.
I would rather think it's going to be crap and be surprised. That's my favorite for sure. There's some Batman stuff we've done that's been that way for sure.
What?
I consulted the Googles to try to... Okay, so I realized because of Google suggesting that Blade was a comic book movie.
Yep.
I would have to say that.
The early one.
Yeah. So if I want to bring it old school, that really brought it.
Blade is awesome.
That brought me into comics pretty heavily because Michael Turner brought me into comics, but then I loved the movie Blade, and then I happened to see one of the newer, and this was, I don't even know what year that series came out, but they came out with a new kind of edgy, I think it was Marvel Knights or something, one of those like darker Marvel stories, and so they brought out Blade, and I loved it and thought it was the best, and so, and I was, at the time I was shopping at a really terrible comic book store that if you didn't get there the same week that it came out, it was already double the next week, and so if I missed it, the store hours after school, then I missed out on
that sounds terrible, but alright.
All stressing in math class, like, man,
gotta get the Blade, and I can't remember, does it come out this week or is it next week? I mean, I don't
get the Blade.
And I don't know. We got to consult the,
and then I don't
know.
Yeah, and there wasn't like Google like there is now. It's not like we all just like whip out our phones and try to remember. So if I had to, because I can't even tell you how many times I've watched that movie and how much I loved that movie.
Yeah, a lot of the horror.
Not all of the Blades.
The first two were really good. The third one wasn't very good, but.
Specifically the first one, though.
Yeah, the first one, first one's awesome.
I still watched all of them, even if they. Even when they started being bad, I still watched them.
Sure. Well, and the second one had Ryan Reynolds and everyone.
Yes,
you know,
did.
Lost
I was
alright
with that.
Yeah,
didn't hurt. Didn't hurt the movie at all.
No.
And what about you, Erica? I think I know what you're gonna say, but.
Well, what do you think I'm gonna say?
Dark Knight.
I like the Dark Knight. So that's a good guess.
Howard
but
the Duck. Made Richie happy.
I love that movie. It's so good. It's
Howard the Duck.
No. But here's my question, I'm not as smart as Tara, and I didn't consult the Google. Is the mask based on a comic?
Yes, it is.
Because I would 100%
say
the mask.
Yep, it is.
I can watch that movie, until the end of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, any
like
90s
the
mask. Jim Carrey movie,
awesome.
But yeah.
Yep, Doug Mankey.
I can't even tell you how many times I watched that
Doug
Mankey
and John Arcudi.
So you could reenact the dance scenes right now. That's how much I like
it. It's so good.
Mask is definitely an early comic book movie from the 90s when they didn't tell you it was a comic book movie.
Totally missed it.
What's-Her-Face's first movie?
It's
Cameron Diaz.
This is a podcast, so you can't tell them that I leave. You ruin the illusion that I was here the whole time.
Then don't leave.
Richie has been silent. No.
I was
just attentive.
Trust me, you were quiet, babe. They knew you were gone.
The entire time. I do agree. Oh, yeah. Especially if she said she liked Dark Knight.
Yeah, you said nothing, babe. Yeah,
it
was fair. That was a fair.
Are you messing up his notes?
No.
No. So, all right.
Dark Knight is fantastic.
That was not her number one pick. Don't get too excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I will say the mask. I enjoy the mask. I don't like the, you know, setting the unrealistic standards for men. That's the only thing I dislike about the mask.
What?
Outside of that, I think it's all right.
Oh, my God.
We can't do that with our face or do the dance like the wolf and stuff.
Not
we can't
with that
do
attitude.
That's Quidditch talk. Anyway,
All right.
I think they
addressed since we kind of brought it up and we want to talk about it, what's a favorite non-comic book movie then? What do you say you throw at people's faces and
say
that...
I know what Terrors is.
You have to
watch everybody
this
else already.
I didn't realize that was your number one favorite movie, but all right. Let's,
Big Trouble in Little China.
I do really like that one.
That
like,
was pretty up there for
it's,
you.
It's a guilty pleasure of mine. And
what about me? What?
What's your favorite?
Favorite what?
Movie.
Like ever?
Yeah. If you were gonna, make someone watch one,
if it was on, that's got to be the Las Vegas one. Right?
If it wasn't
Fear
and
Loathing in Las Vegas.
Come on, I don't even play games with them. When I know this.
And then depending on the mood, then it's always, so there's always two movies that I fall back on. It's Big Trouble in Little China, and then it's Fight Club.
Oh, Fight Club is so good.
That's one too.
It's like if it's not one, it's the other.
You know they're doing Al-Anon Draft House is doing a Fight Club show.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
very nice
for everybody out there who hears this in like 3 years.
Yeah,
that happened in the past.
they're doing this.
When
cool.
Is that?
It's a couple weeks.
They're in a big It one too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clowns only.
Yeah. Yeah. That's no
thank you. Yeah, you want to go hang out in Creepy Clown Time.
Weren't we talking about how they were doing a female thing only, and that's what we talked about last time?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
so. So if they're doing a clown, but the good thing, I'm stealing Sean's joke. The good thing with the It clown showing is that you're going to have tons of parking because there's going to be one Volkswagen Beetle out there.
Oh, jeez.
So,
yeah.
That was a pretty good
ample
one.
Ample parking.
You're going to have ample parking. You're just going to watch 85 clowns come out of that car.
So, you could not pay me to sit in a dark movie theater with 85 clowns.
It's going to smell like grease paint.
Yes. Oh, the seats are going to be so gross afterwards. The poor staff.
No, thank you. I'd be pissed for the one who has like the squeaky shoes. It's all
right. Every time they adjust, the bathroom, their shoes are gonna squeak.
I don't know. I'd be good with it. I think it'd be fun.
I see Sean with a whiskey just going, we're doing this for the next 2 hours. Yep, we're doing
this.
Oh,
no, if you're drunk enough, that sounds like a fine idea, actually. Sober.
They serve alcohol there, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. They have a full bar.
All right. Really quickly, Richie, what's yours?
Once Upon a Time in America.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's awesome. James Woods?
Yes.
Robert De Niro? Sergio Leone? Yes. Come on.
The time where she's trying to figure out who they are. And she's like, it was you. He's like, no, I guess we've been hanging out long enough.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part of the whole movie.
Mine is real similar, so you'll see. All right, Megan.
It's hard because if you do series, because if we exclude series, because then it's like Lord of the Rings hands down.
Okay,
so but that gets excessive because that's huge.
Too,
yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah Harry Potter, because those are my, yeah. Sure. On the TV at all times. Probably be Snatch, which okay. I'm stealing another. No, you got the same director going on, but you can't go wrong. No, I prefer Snatch just because you've got Bluetooth Tony and like I just love
so
it.
Much good stuff.
It's,
great,
right? It's so good. Yeah, so good.
No, I'll do it. Do you like dogs? Do you like dogs?
Nice to get a Tico's. You know, so.
That's good.
I can't redo almost any of their voices either. So it's nice.
I remember watching it with my high school boyfriend, which English was his second language, and he was so upset he couldn't understand any of my.
We can barely understand it. I doubt. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, and then I didn't discover the joy of subtitles until I got with. Well, that gives it away. So, got with my significant other that's maybe in this podcast, because we're going to...
Maybe.
As a surprise. But because of, because he was the one that always watched everything in subtitles, and he was tired of me going, what? What?
I watch everything in subtitles.
That
I feel bad.
He was like, that's it. You're going to have to listen to terrible hearing.
Yeah, we watch it.
And I watch a lot of BBC, and I can't understand half those people, so... Subtitles all the time. All
right.
Yeah.
Erica, what is yours?
My favorite is Titanic.
Yep.
Because it is just a romance, but it is also a disaster in which everyone dies. So, no, I mean, it's the best of both worlds. Zach knows just massive death and destruction.
Are you like an incurably romantic disaster?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's mine.
I like that's a good one.
Excellent. And I've talked about it many times before. It's cliche, but it's true. The Godfather for me. Part one, because it has Marlon Brando. So.
But I feel like it's hard Books for you to great. Pick a favorite movie. It's like picking your favorite child.
It really is.
It's easier to pick like favorite genres.
For Zach,
movie-obsessed
child.
Sure. I can make lists of hundreds of movies, sure. But every time I watch that movie, I think it's a perfect movie. The lighting, the acting, everything in that movie is great for me. So I love that movie. When people put it as one of the greatest movies of all time, I go, uh-huh, yeah. I disagree.
We just watched Titanic. Megan refused to.
I didn't watch the second
half.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because she liked the first half, and it was like late at night, and she's like, I don't want to have to deal with all the.
I know what happens.
Like, I love it.
It's like Moulin Rouge. I'm like, last 5 minutes, I'm good. I know what happens. Thanks. I got through all the stuff
sinks,
I like.
Everyone dies. We're set.
Do you still have the 2-part DVD where you have to put
it? We were just watching on Netflix, and we cut it right at the top. And I was like, I was like, it's not that bad. Later, I find myself watching the second half. Just the second half.
Yeah, you watched it by yourself.
Super depressed. Eating popcorn and crying.
Well, we had this conversation earlier. Yeah, the funniest thing is he didn't understand that the whole never let you go, Jack, thing is actually in your heart. And I'm not going to let your body go. I'm not going to let you go in my heart.
It's taken me 20-some years to figure that out.
Oh, my God.
Confidence.
You did
watch embarrassing. I'm really glad you watched the movie.
You never said, right? I'm telling you this in confidence. So
I was
you
super
at
mad
her every single time. I was
because it's hilarious.
I was super mad that she was like, "I'll never let you go. Get off me." Ew.
So I'm more mad that she would like scoot over half a foot and let him crawl up on the
door. You definitely have to figure it out.
Body heat would keep you alive even longer.
Just literally like,
nah, Leonardo DiCaprio, there's no way.
We all agree, though, that she had plenty of room on that freaking board.
Oh, yeah, no, they were just saying. That was exactly.
on Mythbusters.
Yes.
It was on Mythbusters. Yeah.
But you could have climbed up on there.
Greedy Rose.
Get up on the one side, and he's climbing up. You would have been fine.
Heaven forbid you, like, just hold on to it. Like, what is so wrong with this?
Or,
he doesn't even have to be on the
bring
damn thing.
His poor
just
dead
let's
body.
Go.
So he could be buried like a human being. And
he was poor. He could have afforded to be buried anyway. That was probably the cheapest way to go.
Her arms would have frozen.
I also give a lot of credit to...
She would have been like, oh, God. I'm losing my arms.
Yeah, I also give a lot of credit to Billy Zane, because he is terrible.
Like, you hate him, and he's actually like a cool guy.
Yeah. I like Titanic as well. And opposite for Eric over there. She's like, yeah, we're going, let's do it. Yep, love, great. Yes, people are dying.
Did you see that boat snap?
I mean, that's my thing. Like, my favorite musical is Evita, same reason.
Yep. You like disaster stuff.
I do. I like things to not have a happy ending, let's put it that way.
Yes.
That's fair. So
you must have had a really bad childhood.
Or, like, really, really good, so it's novel for it to be like, actually, yeah.
Okay, so my next question I had, because I know all three of you ladies have been to comic book conventions.
What?
And I want to know, what do you guys think about them? What is your favorite parts? What parts do you not like? What do you think's funny, not funny? What do you, you know, what do you look for? What do you get into it? Absolutely.
Yeah, do it.
Yep, and that's the topic, you know. Because some people have different things. Some people like to, you know, go and just buy comics. Some people just like to
go
to panels. Yeah, she went to see Chewie too, so.
I mean,
one of the biggest
one of the ones I want to go to.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. It was fun. It's in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my feeling is that they're great for the people that they're targeted to, but I'm not one of those people. I could spend about 2 hours there and I'm done.
What if it turned into a giant disaster?
Maybe it would be better.
Zombie apocalypse would totally do it for you, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be a terrible place to be in a zombie apocalypse.
I've thought about it.
It would.
We can't even have fake guns now.
Well, yeah, you would like, so you'd totally get bit, because you'd be like, that is an awesome costume. I'd totally be that guy. Like, oh, look at this.
Oh, he's so good.
He's totally playing it. Oh, he's behind me. Oh, say what the...
Yeah, and then he'd be done. Yeah.
Then I could live my prophecy out as the guy that says he's just fine all the time. Like, no, let me in. I'm cool. I'm fine. This is scratch, because I totally lie. I don't care if I'm bit by a zombie.
You're not telling anybody.
Great.
I need to remember this.
Yeah.
Well, this is mental. No,
do
thanks.
Not,
new
do not
information.
Trust me, because I'll totally be that guy.
I'm the guy that if I saw you even get scratched, it'd shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
What if it was
fair.
Just like a gerbil bite?
He's like, the, I'd put you down.
He's the.
Not even
the girl
a second
from,
thought. I'd just be like.
The girl from
just in case.
The girl from 28 Days Later.
Oh, yeah.
When her friend gets bitten.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even have the
pain. He's all, no, honey. She just like hacks him up.
28 Days Later is my favorite zombie movie.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
It's a good one.
Oh, that's so good.
The original 68 is my favorite, but that one's a close second.
But anyway, so yeah. So cool for the people. Was there anything that you found interesting or funny?
I mean, I like just looking at all the stuff. Like the t-shirt booths that have cool t-shirts and the artwork.
And the comic conventions
cool
aren't conventional comic book conventions anymore.
Yeah.
They're multimedia conventions.
Yeah.
Almost
but
all
even,
of them
so
are.
But even still,
so there's still stuff for like almost everybody to look at least.
True.
Sometimes.
They're minimum
true.
People
there's
watching
more than enough
solid.
Things. But like my enjoyment level, I hate to shop. I hate to go to concerts. Like anywhere I have to be around a bunch of people for like an extended amount of time in a big group, I'm just kind of like over it, you know?
Have you ever participated in the panels?
Mm-mm. Well, we did once. It's the C2E2 we sat in on.
Yeah, we went on the Superman
panels.
And the Batman panel. Yep.
Yeah, and that was fun. But, like, I don't read the comics either, so I was like, yeah, this sounds cool. But, like, I don't know anything they're talking about when they're like, oh, it references this, and it references this, and it's this artist. And I'm like, great, sounds awesome, but I don't know what this means.
There you go.
That's true. I feel like I've had to start taking more diligent notes during panels ever since I started dating this one. I'm like, I gotta not sound stupid when we talk about these people.
I still know nothing, but it's significantly more than I knew before, so that's...
Sure. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Megan, what about you?
Yes.
I love going to comic cons. It's like one of my favorite things. I'd say... I love the panels, but my favorite thing is probably actually buying artwork.
Okay, yeah.
Buy an insane amount of artwork every time I go.
You just embrace it. You're like, I'm a nerd, and all these nerd things I own, I wear today.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, today's the day. I'm taking Renaissance outfits from like a Renaissance festival. I'm like, what can I make this into?
With my Worf hoodie?
Yeah, I do love my Worf hoodie. Yeah. I think my favorite bit, though, is the very first time that we came... that I came is actually years ago, and I was driving through to Denver Comic Con. I was driving under the
Denver
tunnel.
The first one you've been.
Denver was the first one I went to, okay. And I was driving like the little underpass that they have where everybody's lined up. I had no idea what to expect. This was years ago now. And I see everybody lining up, and I see everybody getting off the train, and I see everybody in their cars all dressed in cosplay, and just the biggest grins on their faces. And I was like, am I nerdy enough to be here? And when I saw them, I started getting all like weepy, and I'm like, I am. This is beautiful.
That's awesome.
Like, this is just so wonderful. I thought it was wonderful.
I like it.
It was great. Everybody in there, like,
just embracing it.
Yes,
right?
They all That's were awesome. Being exactly they wanted to be, and they were all not together, but they were friends. Anytime I'm in line next to people who are into things I'm not into, they're friendly and chatty, and even the introverts that you can tell are like, oh, this is too many people, are still like friendly and nice. And it's just, I don't know, I just thoroughly enjoy every aspect of it. Even when I'm feeling like overwhelmed, like, Jesus, this is too many people, I'll just go sit somewhere and people watch for a little while, look at whatever I've picked up.
Yeah, everyone's outfits are always so creative and everything, and so much work they put into it.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's part of the reason why I really don't dress up that often. It's not because I don't enjoy it. It's just because I'm like, I need so much more time to be able to look like half as good as this, and I'm not nearly funny enough to come up with the like kitschy funny ones, so I just wear my nerd shirts and call it good for the most part. But yeah,
there you go.
All right. Mine's kind of like a mixed bag. I've been doing it so long.
Yeah, but you got pretty deep into the cosplay thing too.
Yeah, so I got a lot of different points to talk on. Like, when I very, very first, like, the very first con I went to, I want to say it was Starfest. And it was like 2004 or 2005 or something.
For anybody listening not in the state, I don't know what it is. It's one of the smaller cons.
Yeah.
So but it's more one of the ones, the hotel cons, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And it's kind of geared more towards Star Trek and, mm-hmm. and maybe sci-fi kind of thing. But there's kind of a little bit of everything there now. They kind of branched off into comics too. And then they kind of, part of that burst into... Denver Comic Con and all that. So it's weird to know all the kind of histories of all these different cons, and I know some of the collaborators and the people who organize everything, and then so I've got to see it from working it point of view and being like the world's worst booth babe. So that's how I kind of got into cosplay. It was this whole, well, if we buy her this costume, will she wear this costume? And that quickly...
And if she can get the job.
If she can get the job.
She do the job.
So, one of my favorite costumes that I did, and I'll be honest, I really didn't know a lot about the character. I built the costume for Zatanna because we were going to have Matt...
Sturgis.
I always forget his last name.
He was the writer at the time of the book.
We were going to have him at the booth, and because he's a writer, we wanted to try to promote him, so I built a costume to draw people to the booth, and then I couldn't stay at the booth because I'm really terrible at staying at the booth. And yeah, so... And then that was fun because I had, like, fishnets and I was slashing everybody my butt all weekend. And so there's a couple different things, like, I enjoyed...
I do that and go to jail.
Enjoyed. Yeah, it's not okay for you to do it. As long... No, that's not true.
No,
as long
no,
as it's
equal opportunity.
Costume,
fishnets next time. Now that you say that.
They try to cheat... I mean, it's not fair to do it to, like, say the guys can't wear fishnets, but the girls can wear fishnets. So that's why there's all the gender bend and stuff. Anyway, whatever.
There's some wonderful ones, especially those
some
last year.
Good.
There was some really good ones.
My favorite is always going to be the bearded Leia.
Oh my god, there was that person was two different ones this
yeah he's done a couple
one.
Different
he
things
he's great yeah
yeah So cosplay is kind of a mixed bag because I did it as a passion for the characters and for trying to promote my home store and all that, and then I got really, really into it, and I gotta say I absolutely hate costume contests. It's a really It's a quick way to make yourself feel really shitty. like, let's go sit you in a hallway and shuffle you ever so slowly into this room where everything's either really cold, you're now hungry because you've been walking around at your con for like 8-9 hours with no food. Now you're separated from all your friends, so it's just you and you're talking to this furry. And that's okay as long as their head's not on. And then
what
quick,
are you here for?
And then quick, try to like stretch your stuff and look like you know what you're doing. And then it's very much a popularity.
That is a strange thing, yeah.
It's such a bizarre thing.
Well, I've always sat through one contest before. And
somebody
it was
had built a costume, and it might be not a huge costume, but it's super intricate, and there was a lot of time still took to build that costume.
Yeah.
And somebody else might have like 2 foam arms, and they're the one that wins.
Because they had
it's funny, or
they broke dance on the stage.
Well, and it's all up to judges too. So sometimes, you know, and that's one of the things I've always noticed too is that most times they have a kid one and a regular one. Yeah.
And all the kids win.
Yeah. Because I bet you before they did that, they're like, oh, we'll just do costumes. And it was like the kids always won, and the guy spent $4,000 and spent 6 months doing it.
Yeah, to make an Iron Man mask that would actually mechanically move up.
Yeah. They're like, oh, she's dressed as Batgirl. That's fun. Let's give it to her.
She's got a princess outfit.
I think in the last couple years, though, I've been trying to regain my love for comic cons, because when I went to San Diego Con in 2006, that was the most amazing thing. Like, I had a blast. I have pictures of myself just totally geeked out and just smiling, like, ear to ear, and, like, I think it hurt. My face hurt the first day, and then we gave blood that day, which was a terrible idea.
They always have blood drives at those. I'm like, none of us are hydrated.
There was a blood drive. I didn't weigh enough, and I had to have the Buffy Spike action figure. Oh. And so it was a lot of stupid decisions that day, but it was the most amazing thing. So my new thing at the cons is to try to... I don't do costumes at the moment, and I may not, or I might. I don't know. I haven't decided, just because of all the politics and the crap with that.
Well, and when you did it, too, you got stopped every 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, you can't pee. Yeah. You can't eat. You can't hang out with your friends.
Walking around with somebody who's in cosplay
is terrible.
I think I'd rather shoot myself.
I don't want people stopping me while I'm at the cons to take pictures every 10 feet. Like, I think that would annoy me beyond, like, and I really think it would be fun to dress up once in a while, but I don't know if I could take that.
Yeah, and then there is always that one person that gets you at the right moment where you were really chill with getting a picture with everybody until it's like, I'm about to go into the bathroom and it's taking me 45 minutes to get there, but I needed to pee 2 hours ago.
I've seen this.
And this guy's like, can I get a picture of you? And I'm like, no, I need to use the restroom. And he just loses his...
I am his experience
of the con.
It's
and
like
if I deny
something.
Him a picture, then I am a terrible...
Like, I am not getting paid. I'm not making friends at Disneyland. Like,
no, but I am his experience. Like, I have ruined everything for him. So, I just miss hanging out with my friends. So I've been dragging around Mommy Anderson at the cons, and that is such a blast. Like, I made her stand in line to get an autograph from her favorite writer that she didn't even know was going to be there. I get pictures with her and cute guys in cosplay. She really likes Green Lantern and anything, or not Green Lantern, Green Arrow and Thor. Like, Thor is the most beautiful man there ever was to her.
That's adorable.
So
that's awesome. That's,
I will say bringing other people adds a whole different element. People who don't normally go.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And for then sure. And then I popped my cherry and got a really expensive photo this time.
Could you get?
I got Nathan Fillion.
Did you? That was worth it.
She's still freaking out about it
I touched his back, right, and I think he touched me. I think there's
a mutual touching.
It was like a little bit of a back touch.
That's fantastic.
And they get the picture so fast, there's no way you can turn red. So it was the briefest, most wonderful 2 seconds of my life. For $110.
My mom loves Nathan Fillion too. That would actually be, we would all be happy. It's great.
It was so good. And
actually, just real quick story since we're just going off the stories. One time I was for a friend, he couldn't, because he has some serious health problems, he couldn't stand in line. So he asked me to get Spike. James Marsters, you know, autograph, and he gave me the money and said, you know, can you make it out to my wife, and gave me the thing, and okay, and I paid him, and I paid him, and you know, I paid them that, and I had never actually seen the geek out like you see in the movies. I'd never actually seen that. I've seen people geek out and get all flustery and stuff, and going, oh, you know, they're losing their minds, but like I actually
crying,
saw,
and fall to their knees and clap.
Yes, behind me were three tween girls, and the closer we got, they started screaming and crying and holding each other, and it was freaking me out because it was the true.
Of course, they're probably all feeding off each other.
Yes,
at the same time. For sure.
It's just like this little hurricane.
And they got to the point, the guy was like,
"Oh,
oh my god!"
Well, yeah, and they're behind me, and I'm just listening, and I'm just staring back at them because they're going, "She's like." And they're just screaming like that. And I'm going,
welcome to girls.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And then when they got up there, I thought they were going to pass out because I was walking away. And they were like, like hyperventilating. And I was like, whoa, man. I have been excited to meet some people, but not like that. Wow. Even when I met my hero, Jeff Johns, I was like, this is awesome. Hey, Jeff, let me talk to you. I love this stuff. I love this. This is wonderful. Yeah. I didn't go, boom, like pass out in the. But they were. They almost were.
And you did that with Jeff Johns. I have to be somewhere.
You want
to
be there?
Have you ever?
Because I all want to see this.
Yeah.
Sean, have you ever fangirled? Like, do you remember ever fangirling at a club?
Morrison, right?
Yeah, Henry Rollins.
Oh, yeah, but
his fangirls are like, oh my god.
No, it was like, oh my god. Oh my, and no, this like, is I the was best super day excited. Ever.
It was Henry Rollins, and then I left. This was San Diego, 2006. And I was walking down the aisles, and I was still like high on life for meeting Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
There's freaking Chuck D sitting there. And I loved Public Enemy growing up, so I was like, that's Chuck D. I have to go say hi to Chuck D. This is freaking awesome. How come this line's not longer?
Yeah. And then you started, I remember you started ushering people over, like, this is Chuck D. Like, if you did not know this is Chuck D.
Come on.
What is wrong with you? Like,
what are you
Public
doing?
Enemy. Yeah. Yeah. Morrison, I did a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how you would.
Like, Richie almost passed out when he met Frank Miller.
Yeah, no, I kept my composure.
You did, but the picture is like, oh, who's the DC guy we just met? With the D, what's his name?
Dan DiDio.
Dan DiDio. I always see Steve Ditko.
I had a selfie with
Dan
him
DiDio.
When I was drunk.
Slop sweat. I swear to God, I didn't know who the guy was. We just got in the elevator, and I look over at him, and I'm like, this guy must be famous because he's like.
I turn into like a salamander. It's a weird defense mechanism in my house. I meet people
in case
that
they touch
to meet. Like if they touch me, I just slip away and run away. I'm like, what the heck was that? Just hear slashing sounds down the hallway.
That's how I know if they're famous.
You can't count that hard about Dan DiDio.
I haven't met him like you guys met him.
Like,
I
know
he was on
much
our
hung
floor.
Out with Dan DiDio.
Yes, I know.
He's hung out with everybody except for you.
Yeah. No,
I get it.
Until I met him at a luncheon that they had. What was it, last year?
Yeah. Dan DiDio's great. Do you ask him one question?
Yes.
45 minutes later you get the answer.
I actually had to dig into him a bit. But we were waiting for the elevator.
We were waiting for the elevator, yeah.
And I actually got to talk business with him, which is another first for me. So we talked about Denver Con and, you know, him feeling lost and that kind of stuff and where we were heading as a future in Denver. And it was crazy to me.
Yeah. I remember having a half an hour conversation with Jim Lee about Denver Con.
Yeah.
He asked
told me about that, yeah.
Because we was in Seattle and I went to one of the retailer things and I was, you know, I went up and said, hey, Jim, thanks, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, where are you from? Where's your store located? And I told him it was Colorado. And he's like, oh, Denver Comic Con. So, blah, blah. And he just goes in and starts quizzing me about Denver Comic Con. I'm just like, well, we're doing this. All right. Let's have this conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, I did freak out when I saw Frank. I was composed, but then I was like,
just the pretty.
I had like a 40-minute conversation with my friend Matt about how he was going to take the picture and to be ready because I have to go talk to Frank Miller. I can't pass this up. I have to be that jerk that's like, hi, I know you're not at the con.
Hi, friend. Can I say hi to you?
Yeah, no. So he's smoking, and he said yeah, and then he put his arm around me, and then I got to tell him, you know, about his greatness.
Yep. You're like, I want to have your babies.
Yes, and then
he disappeared under the table for 5 minutes.
The second I walked away, it was full-blown flop sweat. Like,
that's awesome.
He holds it together while he's talking to him, to be fair. Well, he really does.
That is, yeah, that's part of it. The big thing for me was when I went to San Diego and I met Jeff Johns, I did not go to sleep the night before. And so I had been up for 36 hours when I met Jeff Johns. Nice. And I was so tired, but yeah, so I didn't freak out.
It starts like seeming not real. Am I in this space and time right now? Well, I'm too tired to recognize.
Well, like I said, that's kind of what happened. They were like, we're gonna line up for Jeff Jobs, and I was like, I don't know if I can get in. And then we talked to one of our reps, and he said, sit here. And I was like, I didn't bring anything for Jim Lee to sign because Jim Lee was gonna be part of it, but he wasn't part of the program. And then somebody handed me a Justice League number one, and I was just like, what? Okay, so it kind of was like that. Have either of you freaked out about meeting anybody?
I've never met anyone.
Megan has a great story.
You've never met anybody?
You're not going to share your story?
Not anyone super famous that, like, I'm...
Have you met Sean Anderson?
Well, okay.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Denver famous.
Yeah. I'm
sorry.
Megan has a great story about San Diego.
It's not a good story.
Are you going to make her tell a story?
I have to. Because it's great.
I think we need to hear it now.
My girl... is known as she can talk.
I can talk too much. Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
She can chat, and it's
with
one of
anybody.
Conversations with you.
With anybody.
Yeah.
Like in the supermarket, at the doctor's office, anybody.
Anyway. Okay.
So you would think meeting a celebrity would be
so the first time
same.
In San Diego,
like,
she gets a run in with.
Oh, with like the Arrow cast. Yeah. So my favorite is Paul Blackthorne. And it happens to be the first guy we see. We're in Gaslamp. And our friend Curtis and I had been out drinking margaritas. And by, I mean, we had been out. I mean, I had one and he had the rest of the pitcher. So he was feeling great and I wasn't quite on the same page as him yet. And Paul comes walking towards us. He's just so handsome, all British and stuff. And he just, like, comes walking towards us.
So for everybody at home really quick,
yeah.
when she said that, she, like, actually put her elbow on the table and her fist
longingly,
her,
like,
and, like, she did the, total... she's so handsome with the longingly look.
So handsome. So I'm more, but he comes toward, super packed street, where Gaslamp, Saturday night, I think it was Saturday night because you were watching Killing Joke.
Yes.
So he's coming directly towards us, and Curtis, feeling great off margaritas, goes right up to him and goes, man, I love your work, shakes his hand, and he goes, oh, cheers, pats Curtis on the shoulder, goes past me in slow motion from what I remember, right? Goes this way, and I'm just nothing, didn't say a thing to him. So here comes, what's Diggle's name again?
Yeah, I don't remember the actor's name.
Oh, God, I know it. Okay, so Diggle is coming this direction, but there's a huge crowd, so he's actually going around it, keeping his eye on Paul Blackthorne, and he looks right at me. Looks right at me and goes, did you see where Steve Amell went? Which I did not, to be fair. But I just said, go that way. And I just loudly wave him away from me and go, that way. Like, that way. And I just yell at him, and he looks at me like, okay, and just goes that way. And that was it. I could have followed him and gone to Stephen Amell. I could have found Stephen Amell myself, followed Paul Blackthorne like a crazy person, and just stayed with him all night. But instead, I ran away with my tail between my legs and pouted for all of dinner while these guys were pouting about Killing Joke. And our friend Curtis is just high on life and margaritas and having a great time. And the rest of us are like in tears for various reasons. So, yeah, it was great. So now I know that I run directly into him.
More alcohol.
If I would have had more, it probably would have been fine. It was at the right spot that I just was, gorgeous dude. I follow him on everything. I like love this dude. It would have been probably the best person for me.
So you're like, I smelled your hair.
I just
So you watched Dresden Files then?
No, I have not watched Dresden Files. Yeah. I watched 2 episodes of it and did not get into it.
Well, the books are better than the show.
I believe that, as usual.
But he's in that, so.
What one should I share?
For what?
My fangirl.
Freak out, yeah.
Which one?
Riker.
Okay, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, this was the first year that I wore my Red Sonja costume. I don't remember who I dragged to the line with me. I think it was my sister-in-law's. And so I stand in line. I'm like, we got to go get Jonathan Frank's signature. And I bought the picture, and I was going to have him sign it. And he's kind of doing his thing. He's charming. He's attractive. He's got it. He's just got it.
He's fair, yeah.
He's aging very well as well, and so...
Number two.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah. But, you know. So, I get into the line, and I have my boobs are held in with magic. in this costume.
Which outfit was that one?
The red sword.
Yeah. Oh, that one was great.
I loved that costume. It was, and it was for the wow factor, but it was very painful. And so I get to his table, and he's at a, so picture a card table level. So he's not like at a normal size desk level. He's lower than that. So yeah, he is looking straight up at my boobs, and I was just like, oh my god. And I totally I go total stupid, and I say the stupidest shit when I fangirl. And he's like, I almost wore that costume. And I was like, oh my god, you would look so much better in it. I know, right? And so I don't hold it together at all. And I'm just like, can I get a picture with you? And so I'm like trying to bend over and not just like with my ass like hanging out. And I'm trying to like very skillfully like lean onto the table to kind of show my, not just my butt, but like my face and Riker, and not block him because he's the best part about it. And I'm like, take the picture. Take it, make sure it's good. And I was like, have a good con. Or he said, have a good con. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll see you, Caitlin, you bye.
Okay, later, see you soon.
It wasn't English, I'm sure.
Little do you know, he's totally snapping a picture from behind while you're in that outfit.
Maybe, he definitely looks.
You'd be totally okay. You're like, yeah, you can have that.
I was
that
like,
is
you
yours.
Want this? I will put it all over your face. I can't tell you that right now because I have no English skills.
Just like it's out there.
There's an offer.
You know, we gotta make you like note cards for you to go through and be like, okay, this one's for Riker. So anytime he shows up, you can just.
Yeah,
I'm just taking his head.
Some of my default things that I know myself to say when I fangirl are, oh, you know me, and oh yeah, totally. And, like they totally know me or something.
That's wonderful.
I turn into like a valley girl. You were just talking about me fangirling. Oh, you could probably count how many times I said like, and like, oh my god.
You're a little derpy.
That's so great. You get derpy, I yell at people. I just yell at him like I could care less.
Adonis of a black man, get out of my
gorgeous.
Way.
He's gorgeous. And I just... And he was clearly headed to a party.
Oh, yeah.
With all of them.
I've heard this story several times.
I know. You heard it a lot that night. I'm still a little... It's a little fresh.
Your disappointment is definitely obvious.
It's been like 2 years.
That's really
I'd rather derpy. I really would. At least I could derpy to their face.
It's so bad. Because then afterwards, everybody was like...
In 2006.
I said the stupidest shit. Oh, my
And we
God.
Were wandering through the crowd and just kind of ran into him. I was like, oh, hey, man. And I just kind of... I talked to him, and I'm like, hey, yeah, dig your stuff. It's cool to meet you. Let you get on your way. And looks at her, and she's like... I really like your art.
Your art is the best art.
It's so good.
And then I'm really glad that Sean didn't see it in front of Joss, where he was like, dude, he's a writer. Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
Well, no, and then, of course, a crowd suddenly turns around and notices we're talking to him. And I look at him and I'm like, I'm so sorry, you should get to where you need to go, because you're going to get destroyed now by all of these other people that are starting to notice you're here.
Yeah,
the director.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. A lot.
Just to end here in a couple minutes, let's just talk really quickly, other than comic books and, you know, things like that, what is something that you collect? What's something that you always have to buy when it comes out? Is it books? Is it Legos? Is it... Hope? You know, what is it that if it comes out, what is something that you always have to get? What is something else that you
Bueller?
That
anyone?
You get?
It's just books.
Okay.
I own too many books.
Okay. Do you
like
have favorite authors?
Stacks and stacks. They're all wonderful. I will read any book.
Wow.
When she's sleeping, she puts them on her face to absorb them.
Do you read your books, or do you just have a back stock?
Both. I have a stupid back stock, because there's a used bookstore by me, and then there's a bazaar that St. Anne's has every year, and it's just... They basically are giving away like leather-bound collections of Shakespeare and stuff for like a quarter each or whatever. So I have boxes. I don't even have shelf space for books that I have not read. And this one keeps giving me comic books and graphic novels to read. So now my end table in my room is now... The books are just in boxes and on my shelves. And I need a new bookcase. And then now my end table has just turned into Comic Book Central of things I need to read, because I didn't realize the quality that I would get from comic books and trades and everything, because I was so, there's so much literature out there anyway with books. I was like, I don't want to get into more stuff. I already have boxes of things to read, and now I have more and more things to read. So, and they're just as amazing. So if anything, they're a bit quicker as far as like turnover and getting what you want out of it. It's a little bit faster, so they're kind of nice. But books,
Erica, what about you?
Well, I feel like we talked about my collections last time.
You did a little bit, but I
did add to my collection this weekend. I purchased, for incredibly way too much money, a Ghostbusters Firehouse Lego set.
Ghostbusters?
And built it this weekend.
Ooh, is it this? Well, is it the, like the...
The huge firehouse? One, like the whole firehouse, like ooh. Three levels, like firehouse pole, like just... Oh, and they like added so many small details into it. Like there's like a whole lab with the little beakers and stuff, and there's like a messy little kitchen with like cereal boxes. Like it's just fantastic. It's like a fantastic set. I went in looking to buy another set, and I went out with that one, which is like $100 more, but it's totally worth it.
Oh, I bet.
100%.
Yep, so, and we're getting you the Ghostbusters car to go with it.
So is it a Ghostbusters thing or a Lego thing?
It's a Lego thing. Totally but, a Lego thing. But it's like, I like their sets when they're like the modular buildings. Like, those are my favorite Lego sets, and this is like a modular building, but it's also geeky, and it has like ghosts, and it has just so many cool details. Moranis, I'm all about the details.
Beaker on his head.
Yeah.
You could make it a natural disaster and go Godzilla on it, too, at any point.
There you go. I like it.
All right. Tara, what about you to end us out here? What's something you collect other than comic books?
Other than comic... Okay, I'm glad you said other than comic books. Right now, I think I was the one that kind of got you guys opened up to the idea of vinyl toys, because my obsession caught on bad. It was so bad. So it started with the Dunnies, and I think...
The Dunnies are cool.
I didn't get...
I don't know, it's really cool.
I really didn't get into it until several sets later, but I felt like I was still kind of one of the first people I knew about to do the Dunnies. I'm really far behind. It used to be to the point where I would max out my credit card to just open a box. There's nothing quite as exhilarating as having an entire box of blind boxes. Mm-hmm. And then opening them in front of people, so it's this weird, exhilarating, like, yeah, did you just see what I got? Yeah.
And it's like Christmas when you're a child, but no.
But it's also like on a level
box parties
where you're like showing it off. Yeah, there was a Plastic Chapel. They still have an online presence, and they'll still be at like Comic-Con and stuff, but they would do like PAPs, and then you would open blind boxes. I would show up after they'd kind of got into it, buy a box, and just like... bam, throw it down and like open it, and everybody, oh my god, you got Techno Viking? I'm like, yeah, he's all right. Sean's like, you better not trade Techno Viking. And I'm like, I know who Techno Viking is, but no, I'm not gonna trade it. And so I'd open all these figures, and then you chase like the really expensive one, and then the person who pulls out the really expensive one that's like one in 150 or something is like, yeah, everybody's like, whoa. You know, I mean, so it's a lot like gambling, so there's that addictive rush, and then I have them all displayed, and so then there's this completionist thing where I feel like I have to have more, and they have a new glow set right now that it's like, I think it's called the 14 or the 13 that I might get into, but then that vinyl thing continued on to like Pops vinyl now, which is really bad.
Well, that kind of spread like wildfire. There's a lot of people.
I'm not the only one, but
Pops are hard to not get into. Well,
it's basically like statue.
It's like a very uniform statue. Like it takes up a very specific amount of space.
Unless you have 300 of them.
Unless you get into the
and then it takes up a little bit more space.
Do you keep them in your? Do you keep all your stuff in boxes, or do you take them out?
I am not one to keep. No, you don't keep it in a box.
I'm a bastard. I have eight, and they're all out.
Yeah, they're all in boxes.
I keep the boxes themselves, though. The boxes are stored elsewhere, and with pop vinyls, they can go back in without a problem. I think that's one of the things they understand about that figure, is that if you don't allow it to be opened and then easily put back in, then it loses. I think it would lose its appeal. Like sometimes, like action figures can, where it's like, oh well, that's not open.
You have
it's
to rip to open the package to get to it.
Yeah, you have to destroy the package just to get it, which is annoying.
Yeah. So, and then the blind box figures, they're never meant to just stay in the box. You have to open it to know what you even got. So that just kind of plays into I have to have the box open and on display and stuff like that. So
interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So vinyl figures.
They're awesome.
It's a bad thing.
I've seen you buy some. all right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for joining us again. I hope you guys had fun.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Just wasted an hour listening to a bunch of squealing.
No.
They love that's it. They like not hearing these guys for once.
Right. Yeah. So it's just like,
we are 58 episodes into.
Oh, yeah, they listen to
an hour.
Yeah, we're at
58. 58? Yeah. I think I listened in on 37.
This wasn't 50?
This was 58.
This is 58. You don't get to.
This is 58. And we will get to our live show. We're going to do it.
Lies. We're doing an annual.
We're doing an annual. We're going to figure it out.
Lies.
Rich and I promise you right now, we're going to do the annual soon.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
We're going to do it soon. Probably before episode 60. Might be episode...
Sure.
That's fine. Let's
do 70.
It. Let's do 60. But anyway, so thank you guys again.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Up the combo, and again, our
I'm just going to have to take your word for it that people like it.
They do. They talk to us.
They like the first one.
I get people that talk to me about it all the time. It is like, cool.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
So, like it.
Well, hey, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Oh! All right. Now we're going to get the hell out of here.
I'm not thanking you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get out of here.
Yeah. So until next week, guys, have a good week.
Yep. See you guys.
All right. Bye.
It's been such a long time since I've seen you around. I ran into your brother, he said you're back in town. It's just so funny to see you in this dive. It must be so different when you're 8 miles high.